Hello everyone, Ruby Ryder here. Here's another short take for you. This was sent to me as a private chat message on Reddit, and I have full permission to share this with you. Here's what it says. I just read your article about Bend Over, and I can't say enough what a breath of fresh air it was. As a man who has been called hypermasculine and who was molested as a child, I have struggled with accepting or giving any kind of anal play. About 4 years ago, I married someone 23 years younger than me, and she has given me the one thing no other woman could: emotional security. I feel the most masculine I've ever been in my life. As a result, I decided to open my mind and explore giving anal play. I loved it, but it was still taboo for me until one night during sex, she looked me in the eye and said, "Shh, it's okay." And now we are full on into pegging, and we are both so turned on. I'm even giving her fake blowjobs to her girl cock, and it's rousing. It's something about letting go and not being the dominant one. After 29 years in the Army, all I've ever done is lead men and women. It feels good to be the submissive one. Ah, see why I wanted to read that to you? I think that, well, you know, I feel like pegging can save the world, right? Of course I think that, and I've said it many times, but I think there's absolutely some healing involved and available for the hypermasculine men, for the first responders, for the, you know, that's why in my sex work, I actually give first responders a discount. I totally do. And that's why, because talk about in that niche, that rut, so to speak, of always having to follow all those rules about being masculine, society's rules, right? They're even more entrenched and expected with the hypermasculine. I recall somebody who wrote me a while back who basically said, "Yep, I'm in a blue-collar job, and this is all manly men here, and so I don't tell anybody at work, but yeah, I'm totally into the whole pegging thing." And yeah, I can see why. But I'm so happy that this person found their joy, basically, and was able to put it into words so beautifully. So I thought I'd share that with you. Here's another one that I got that I simply could not resist sharing with you. And this was also a private message on Reddit. Here's the question. Does a guy being a pegging virgin make him more desirable than someone with experience? Fascinating question. It's been asked several times over all the years that I've been teaching. First, I'll give you the response from my point of view. There is absolutely a delight in introducing a man to anal pleasure for the first time. I really enjoy that. Certainly, the person has to be willing, be eager. You know, it has to all be consensual, as opposed to it's not as much fun if they're really reluctant or that kind of thing. I mean, it is normal to have a few fears and anxiety about anal penetration. I think that's very normal. But it has to be something they are eager to explore. So introducing them to the delights of anal pleasure can be really, really fun if they've never done that before. In that regard, it's the only attractiveness or something to desire. That's the only part of it that is kind of cool. But on the other hand, someone with a lot of experience, you don't have to take as much time sort of explaining things and maybe opening them up if they have experience and they know their bodies a whole lot better. So that makes the experience go smoother and usually more pleasurable for the receiver because they know what positions or the angle of the toy, or they can guide you to what feels best to them or ask for it, see? So there's desirability or allure, I should say, on both sides of the equation. Absolutely. There is no across the board, "Oh yes, we like virgins. We like to deflower our pegging virgins." That is not a thing, okay? That is not a thing. I can't say it's not a thing ever, because I think there are probably some DOMs, maybe the professional ones, who sort of make a a business out of that, advertising that way, you know. I know a sex worker who actually makes a business out of that just for regular PIV, for initiating male virgins. Yes. And I think that's a beautiful thing. There are many, many different ways to do this in the business world, right? Considering like the pro situation. But in terms of regular people, I don't think there's that many of us givers who search out virgins to pegging deflower, okay? It's not a thing. And I cannot help but keep going here. So that's the answer to that person's question, okay? But I'm going to keep going here and talk about virginity, period, because it really got me thinking. I mean, you can't help but sort of compare the attitude from coming from this question with the general attitude or historical attitude, that kind of thing, the bullshit stuff about virginity, period. So here's the deal with female virginity. And rather than say female virginity, let me say someone who has a vagina, that kind of virginity. Virginity is a social construct, people. What does that mean? Social construct is something made real by collective agreement, as opposed to the reality, like the worth of money or something like that, okay? It's a collective agreement that it means a certain thing. So it really doesn't mean anything, because when you talk about the physiology side of things, the hymen is way different in all different vaginas. The hymen is not like this piece of glad wrap that breaks when you push a penis against it. It's absolutely ridiculous to think that. And there is no inherent value. My opinion is that virginity attains some sort of twisted value because of the insecurity of cock owners that they don't want another penis in the vagina that they decide to call theirs. It's patriarchal, it's ownership, it's very unattractive to me. And there's a whole twisted culture built around that. I'm sure you've heard of purity culture and all that kind of stuff. There's even surgeries done to reconstruct hymens. This is so ridiculous, people. And here's the really interesting thing. Okay, virginity from what? Virginity from sex. Okay, so sex is all kinds of different things. It is not only a penis in a vagina. Sex is many, many different things to many, many different kinds of people, as opposed to always defaulting for the definition of sex to be PIV. Okay, it's many, many different things. So this is where you get into a whole other line of twisted stuff, which is like, well, if I have anal sex, that means my vagina is still a virgin. No, you've still had sex. You are not a virgin anymore if all you have is anal sex, okay? So there's that. And I just wanted to go on a little bit of rant here. I have this wonderful article I'm going to give you guys a link to from the New Zealand Sexual Health Society that talks about virginity in a really wonderful way. Take a look at it because it's not very long. And the reason I decided to give you this link is because I like New Zealand. They've decriminalized sex work. And they seem to have just such a healthy attitude towards sexuality. So I'm very happy about all that. But the whole value assigned to virginity? No. I mean, I think that there should be value assigned to emotional intelligence, to making sure that you understand about communication and consent and how not to catch diseases and things, yes, but also a lot of education about pleasure. Because after all, sex is for pleasure. And the fact that everywhere with sex education, no one really delves into that, gets all freaking embarrassed about it, gets all sex negative about it, blows my mind. I mean, it's like, okay, here's how not to catch diseases. Here is not how to get pregnant. Now, these are wonderful pieces of information, yes, but we're all having sex because we want to have fucking pleasure, right? Or pleasure fucking, right? So, yeah, there's that. The whole sex ed debacle in this country is really, really sad. And I've wanted for a long time for there to be a website kind of like Scarlatine, that's it, like that, but almost like it has curriculum, like it's a teaching thing that takes age-appropriate young people and teaches them all about sexuality, but comprehensively, accurately, and pleasure-based. Yeah, that would be absolutely wonderful if a curriculum existed online like that. And perhaps it does. I mean, I know a lot of sex educators, and some of them do concentrate on that. That's their niche. So they probably have educational programs. Wouldn't it be nice if our government funded that and that was for free? Wouldn't that be cool? Because then perhaps it would let go of a little bit of this whole sex negativity that our society has. But there's my answer to that question and also my rant. Thank you for your patience, everyone. Okay. I hope you are all staying safe, if any of you are anywhere near the fires. And if any of you have lost things in the fire, people, pets, homes, sanity, you know. I send my love and virtual hugs. I hope that everything settles down and gets on a better path in your life if you are the one of the people who has lost. I'm safe. You know, a few people have written me and said, hey, are you okay? There's a few fires that were nearby, somewhat nearby, but the fire department was very quick in putting those out. The main ones that have caused all the devastation, destruction, and loss of life are further down in LA, about 50 miles from me. So, yeah, that's that. That's a sad, sad thing. And I also wanted to make an announcement. If any of you follow me on any other social media platforms, because of everything that's happening in the world and because of different changes in those platforms, I left Facebook a long, long time ago because of the censorship. I left Twitter because it went into the dumpster box and became a steaming pile of shit. But I did get onto Threads, and I have been on Instagram for a while. And Instagram and Threads are going to go bye-bye because I absolutely cannot support any platform that allows hate to be thrown at the people I love. And misinformation as well. So neither one of those is okay with me. I am on Blue Sky. You will find me there. Ruby Rider, that is my handle there. There's no underscore in between or anything like that. It's just Ruby Rider spelled with a Y, R-Y-D-E-R. So come and join me there. That is a well-run platform that is growing by leaps and bounds. I will be leaving Instagram and Threads on the 19th. Yes, that is very symbolic. Absolutely it is. And I have all of my TikTok videos that I've made copied over at theartofpegging.com. So if you want to peruse those, I put them into categories and stuff. Some of them are funny, some of them are educational, and different types of categories that all have to do with pegging. So please take advantage of that. That's totally free for anybody who just wants to put their email in and make an account. You have access to a bunch of different free things over there. So yeah, that's my announcement. And I will be deleting everything I have there. I'll be deleting my entire account and not posting anything. I put some announcements up yesterday. So I just wanted to let everybody know that. I hope you all are well, finding happiness and joy in your life. Happy pegging and no shame.